Some beautiful music by Beethoven there, one of his famous violin sonatas, and Beethoven's music, along with Mozart's and Cesar Franck's, is going to be on the program at a special musical matinee at Grace United Church, located in the heart of Thornbury, up here in the southern Georgian Bay region. My special guest is the man who will be playing the piano at that particular recital, accompanying a violinist named Olga Rykoff. And we're going to learn more about Olga, but first, I want to say welcome to Christopher Burton. Nice to see you again.
Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Move a little closer to that microphone the people watching online can see us better and hear us better, because we're talking to folks not just here in the southern Georgian Bay area, but all throughout eastern Ontario and, of course, in the GTA through the various transmitters that we have. I want to learn a little bit more about you. I know you took a bachelor's degree in Ottawa, and then you did a master's at McGill, and then you went to the Eastman School, world famous in Rochester. Yeah. That's commitment. How long was that in your mind? When you first began the study, did you think you would go that far, or did it just sort of grow on you?
Well, I didn't realize when I started at Ottawa U that I'd be going to Eastman all those years later, but I knew that I wanted to pursue it as far as I could, and after a few years of, well, let's start again. I studied at University of Ottawa, then at McGill, and then I was teaching in Windsor for a number of years, and then wanted a change of pace, and so I decided to pursue a doctorate, and that ended up being at Eastman, and so the whole process was quite a few years.
Yeah, like in most cases, these are not consecutive. Okay, I'm going from here to here to here. There's time off in between. You go out into the real world.
That's right. I took a year off between my bachelor's and master's degree, and then taught and did stuff for years between the master's and the doctorate.
And you've been an accompanist in opera, musical, chamber music. You were in our concert lobby when we had our studios on Queen Street, I remember,
back
in the day, with Catherine Manoukian, you reminded me.
Yeah.
You have, of course, performed church music and are now the director of music at Grace United Church in Thornbury.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed when I was doing my exhaustive research, my helpers, you even played with Smokey Robinson.
I was wondering
and the
if
Miracles.
That was. Yeah, it was just
Motown.
With Smokey. I got a call one day from the Musicians Union office in Windsor. Said, "You play violin, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "Would you like to be in the onstage backup orchestra for Smokey Robinson next month?" Sure.
Why not?
Sure. And so that was great fun.
Do you have a particular favorite type of music, or do you just like music?
I just like music. You know, my main thing for playing music, of course, is piano, chamber music.
Mm-hmm.
I love the chamber music of Brahms, especially. The piano trios, the piano quintet are my dream pieces. I do a piano solo performance from time to time.
Mm-hmm. You teach piano?
I do teach piano.
And you sing still?
I sing in choral works here in Collingwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you are a busy guy, and I know you're looking forward to this performance at your church, Grace United, in Thornbury, welcoming a wonderful concert violinist originally from Belarus, lives here in the GTA, Olga Rykoff. Tell us what you know about Olga.
Well, it's funny. About a year ago, it was last October, I think, I went to a performance at the church in Leith, towards Owen Sound from here, and Olga was on that program, and I read in her bio that she had studied with a particular violin teacher in Montreal, Yela Hertz, and I said, well, this is pretty amazing, because years ago, I studied with Yela Hertz,
uh-huh.
And so at intermission, I think it was, at that concert in Leith, I went to see Olga, and I told her that I had studied with Yela, and we became immediate friends. We became immediate friends. And then I took my seat in the audience again and heard her play two pieces, and my jaw just dropped. And I said, this young lady is someone I want to have perform at my church as I'm developing this concert series. And she was agreeable to that, and that's why we're doing this.
Now, let's talk about the program. We'll remind people it's a musical matinee on Sunday, October 20th. Starting at 3 p.m., so put it in your calendar. What will Olga be playing?
Well, we'll be playing Mozart to start with, the beautiful two-movement sonata in E minor, and then Olga will be playing a solo piece that Richard Maskell wrote particularly for her. And could I just read my few notes
please
on that
do.
Piece?
Please do. It's radio.
Yeah, Richard sent this to me yesterday. The piece is called Prokofiev Variations. Prokofiev Variations is a virtuosic work for solo violin that I composed as a birthday present for my sweetheart, Olga Rykov, in 2017. It began its life as a mere caprice, a theme and variations modeled after the famous 24th Caprice of Paganini. However, the quirky Prokofiev-like march theme kept yielding more and more material until the piece sprawled into a 10-minute theme and variations with a finale. And at that concert that I went to in Leith last year, Olga played that, and, you know, as I said, my jaw was on the floor.
Yeah, and well, so it's personal.
Yeah.
Very much yeah. so. And there is, in any musical performance, of course, there's skill, there's technique, there's hard work, mm-hmm. But there's also emotion.
Oh, it's an incredibly emotional piece, as are the three pieces that she and I are playing together.
Yeah.
The Mozart, and then we're doing a very, very big, difficult Beethoven sonata, the one in C minor, which I've played a few times over the years. And then in the second half, we're devoting the whole second half to the César Franck sonata in A major, which, of course, is a monstrously difficult piece.
But beautiful.
But spectacularly beautiful piece. It's one of my favorites.
Now, as a piano accompanist to a violin soloist, how much do you have to listen?
Well, we're listening all the time, and it sort of runs back and forth. You know, the piano is accompanying violin. At times, the violin is accompanying piano. In fact, Mozart and Beethoven describe these as sonatas for piano with violin accompaniment.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were both pianists.
Yeah, and by the time César Franck came around, things had evolved, and it's more of an equal sharing of responsibility. But yes, you're listening very acutely all the time. While busy with your own part, you're always aware of what's going on in the other part.
But
nuance, tempo.
Yeah, but at the same time, enjoying it, it gets emotional.
Oh, very emotional. Yeah, yes.
I look forward to it. Grace United Church, located in Thornbury, and you get into town, and it's not hard to find.
No, it's on Bruce Street, which is, if you're going from here to Thornbury, the second stoplight. There's one right before the bridge and one right after, or something like that.
This is on Highway 26.
That's right. You turn left
right
on Bruce Street, and it's about a minute and a half along
Sunday,
Bruce Street.
Yeah. Yep. Sunday, October 20th, 3 p.m. at Grace United Church in Thornbury. Olga Rykov, violin, and my guest Christopher Burton on piano. Let's hear one of those fabulous Mozart violin sonatas, and thank you for your visit.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mozart Violin Sonata, Mozart's music and Beethoven's, and that of Cesar Franck on the program in Thornbury at Grace United Church on Sunday, October 20th at 3 p.m. Olga Rykoff, the violinist, and Christopher Burton, the pianist. Thanks to Christopher for visiting today here on Bill's Classical Jukebox. You can get more information and tickets, too, when you go online to their website, graceunitedthornbury.ca. String all those letters together, www.graceunitedthornbury.ca. We'll continue with your requests after this.